Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Flustered Fidgeting. I was wondering if I should even make this in the first place, because by the title alone, I'm sure that you already know what I mean. That feeling when you're in a certain mood, a mental state of, let's say, arousal, shall we? And yet, you're also not in a position, place, or mood to do something very specific about it. It can be fun, it can be pure happenstance, but when those two combine, things tend to happen. Fingers feeling frisky and having some difficulty staying still. Legs, thighs, shoulders and hips. It could be a blush or a little sway in your body. A sidelong glance. Looking around as if you're trying very hard not to think about that. A certain restlessness. It's not that you're ill at ease, except that you can't quite find the way to quiet your mind. I wonder if it's certain fantasies or just a feeling vague and not quite clear on why. Is it your body just naturally responding to a certain situation or the sound of a certain voice? Is it responding to some teasing or temptation? Are your thoughts being challenged or invited? It's a little bit like a snowball effect, isn't it? Because before the moment where the fidgeting really starts, it can all seem so perfectly under control. Simply sitting still, calm and quiet in your mind. Until that spark, that one thing, a thought, a feeling, a little drop somewhere, when something else begins to happen. Maybe it's easy to just kind of shake it off. Some movement of your shoulders or repositioning yourself might help you distract from the building feelings inside. As long as you don't think about that, things will be okay. If you don't get distracted by the possibilities that permutate thinking, dreaming, feeling flustered, distracted perhaps by different things that start with a D, desires, dreams. Something something sneaks into the corner of your mind, an unconscious decision perhaps, or an invitation from somewhere else in your body, you know, you can feel it, not quite able to sit still, having some slight difficulty with keeping your mind out of the gutter, going in and out of something. Then again, it's perfectly natural to fiddle with your fingers with whatever they can find. Some fabric, a toy, or texture, shape. As long as the fiddling feels kind of satisfying, even if there's something missing, because your body knows what it wants, doesn't it? Unless, of course, you're unaware of where the fiddling comes from, why the fidgeting is somehow happening. Not to mention, of course, that this isn't helping. Or at least it might be encouraging certain cravings or thoughts to occur, reminding you of the mindfulness when it's empty. Little feelings flowing and growing, little sensations slowing down. Maybe big feelings that you're struggling to contain. Maybe that's what the fidgeting is, an effort to contain that which can't really be contained. The struggle is real on the inside, and yet so playful on the outside, just expressed in giggles, squirms, fidgets, maybe even quivers. Noticing how it feels to rub your shoulders or your back against something, or move your feet in a certain pattern, circling your fingers around a certain texture, or so many different ways to entertain yourself, isn't it? It can be kind of fascinating in its own right. And when you're in this state, feeling frisky but not too much, the sensitivity of your body tends to go up. It would be incredibly difficult to sit still if someone were to, let's say, touch an arm or caress a neck. Even something as innocent as just a touch on the shoulder would be somehow like a little shock. But that's okay, you were just distracted. It surprised you, that's all. There's nothing happening in the rest of your body that would heat up with this kind of thing, would it? What's also fascinating is how words and weave themselves around your mind like this. How your own little movements mark the different moods that you're feeling, the things you're experiencing, giving signals of fascination and focus. And then the real beauty of noticing those little drops, a blink that lasts slightly too long, or maybe a rhythm tapped by fingertips, almost unconsciously creating a certain stimulation. Not quite innocent stimming, but the flustered fidgeting is fantastic to behold. There's a rhythm to it, a certain expression of sensitivity, building upon wave and wave of wanting that slowly increases, and doing your best not to think about that. Blushes are, of course, a blissful blankness expressed unconsciously. Sometimes you may be aware of the warmth in your face. Other times they can just wash over you without realizing. But it's okay if you're unable to sit still while your mind drifts off over and over again. It's okay if you just want to fidget a little, to fiddle with something else, or feeling a bit restless while your mind is resting so nicely. It's even difficult to put into words the exact state, although you know it quite well, I'm sure. This combination of arousal and unwillingness to give in to it entirely. A choice that may or may not be conscious or under your control. A playful state that inspires movement. The movements tend to be small, fidgety, a restlessness going back and forth, expressing itself here and there. And the more blank your mind becomes, the more active other parts might be. Can feel so natural to let fingers express themselves while your mind is simply enjoying the sensations. Then again, awareness is what makes the whole thing more fun. So prepare yourself, because in a moment you're going to perhaps even be surprised by the difference when you're suddenly awake and aware of what you're doing and feeling the fluster inside your body. How about your fingers, your legs, your shoulders? Are they perfectly still or participating in a certain rhythm? And again, is the wake creating blush or more fluster to fidget with? Or is it a nice invitation to fall all the way down again, to just momentarily miss out on meandering and drift in a dreamy state? a drop of nothing, a moment of blissful blankness, asking for an arousal that's already there, both hidden and very visible, and then awake again when it feels really fun to feel the shock. But that's what makes the fidgeting even more fun, the fluster more entertaining. Though you may wonder who it is for, because while you're enjoying yourself, I hope, the one observing you might enjoy it just as much. So go ahead and drop once more, let yourself open a door to those desires and fires, the feeling of heat that spreads with ease, and let your body fluster fine and unwind itself with movement and time, a rhythm that describes itself in dreams, drifting and dropping with ease, just floating yet bursting at the seams, expressing fidgets, fiddling, quivering and giggly, just squirming and yearning for something to quickly help and build upon what's there. Let your mind just feel the air so easy to be blank. And then awake once more to feel what's at stake, because you can feel the fluster. Little giggles, little smiles, a blush that lasts for a while, and then you feel yourself fall once more through it all into a blissful state, a drop, and then stay for a moment and go a bit deeper. It's okay to let yourself just feel what you're feeling. Let your body move and wish to express the feelings inside more, no less. And then, of course, the warmth that welcomes itself with different things. But it stays with a squirm, some fidgets that yearn to do something else, and that's also fun. Before you can become in a state that you cannot control, it's just so much fun to let yourself roll and revel in this feeling. And that little shock every time that I wake you once again and let yourself feel what's at stake. But maybe you aren't awake. It could be that all this fluster you muster is merely an expression of something inside, a dream that is drifting in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing after all. Maybe you should let go all the way down. What I can do to see you through to more feelings that will make you more flustered. And as you do give in to the fidgeting, you can let yourself enjoy those little movements. And even the blush, where your face will flush with color of red, a tint that's sad. Something about what's happening inside, but it's easy to hide. Only those that know and can see what's happening with you. So feel. Let yourself feel. And try not to think too much about that. That which inspires the fluster. That which causes all that fidgeting. That which causes all that fidgeting. Try to keep your mind away from the sway of arousal. Because it's hard to control once that flame burns brightly and the heat will roll through you. It only becomes more intense with every pulse, the beat of your heart. And of course, the feeling of fluttering and flustering all the way down, deep into trance, and feeling the blankness settle. And a little drop is enough to help yourself feel the flustering, fidgeting even more. And once I awake, I know that door is definitely open, leaking perhaps a little. Dreams and ideas, fantasies that feel good. So maybe you can think just a little bit about that. Not too much, of course. We don't want you to get aroused out of your mind, do we? Wake. But enjoy the fidgets. Enjoy the feelings, the little play of your body against your mind. Expressing what you find inside, even if you try to hide. It just has to sometimes. It just has to. As long as you're enjoying yourself, of course. You can fidget all you like. Wake. And have fun with the feelings.